T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
A mail truck joyride in Brooklyn.
What are you popping? What are you popping?
Oh, you can't see! Oh, you can't see!
Channel 7 sound from one of the crashes in the wild scene last night. Police say a 21-year-old woman took off in a postal truck and hit a bunch of other vehicles. Happened just after 6 p.m. at Fulton Street and Patchen Avenue. Cops say the woman just hopped behind the driver's seat of the truck and took off, reportedly hitting at least 14 other vehicles, at least a dozen, police say. Duncan O'Dell told reporters what happened to him.
All of a sudden, we got rear-ended really hard, and I'm like, why am I getting hit by a mail truck? They tear off the corner of my car and then, you know, go around me and plow into 5 other cars a little bit down Fulton.
She finally slammed into a parked vehicle in front of 1509 Fulton Street, and the cops scooped her up. There's no word of any injuries and no word so far on charges. A bad fire in Brooklyn early today. 2 firefighters hurt, 1 seriously, in this 2-alarm blaze at a car wash in Sheepshead Bay. The call from the Big Bubbles car wash came in early today. Fire went to 2 alarms just before 4 a.m. 1 firefighter was taken into the hospital with what's described as serious but not life-threatening injuries. There are no details on the other firefighter right now. More than 100 firefighters said to still be at the scene. They're still waiting for that COVID shot. Tens of thousands of New Yorkers found out their vaccine appointments were canceled after a scheduling link was leaked prematurely. State officials say some 20,000 people made appointments for Stony Brook University Hospital on Long Island before the site was due to be live Friday, plus a few thousand more who signed up for sites upstate. State's still sorting out what happened. In the city, Mayor de Blasio says they're on pace to run out of vaccine next week. And there are problems across the country.
Some governors furious after they told their residents they would be getting more vaccine. From Minnesota,
they were lying. They don't have any doses held back. There is no strategic supply for the second doses.
To Oregon.
Let me be very clear. This is deception on a national scale.
And in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo frustrated over his state instead getting a decrease of 50,000 doses.
That is correspondent Whit Johnson. Also today, New Jersey Governor Murphy pushing back on criticism that his state is now allowing smokers to get the vaccine, but not some essential workers like teachers. Murphy says the state is following federal guidelines, and while he understands the optics, smoking does put people at higher risks. Well, you didn't win the big jackpot, but hey, neither did anybody else. So we all get another crack at the Mega Millions on Tuesday. This time, to the tune of $850 million. These folks in the Bronx were hoping for a win.
The poor people, a lot of poor people in the Bronx. My black brothers and sisters, a lot of them.
I give it to my grandma, my mother, my brothers, and everybody.
I will take care of my family. Make sure those that need college education will get college education. Those that need a house will get a house. Those that need to further their educational studies, to buy them a home, buy them a car, so they can live life good.
They're not entirely out of luck either. 8 second-place winners, including 2 in New Jersey and 1 in New York State, will get $1 million. And just in case you're wondering, the largest Mega Millions jackpot ever was more than $1.5 billion. 1 winning ticket for that was sold in South Carolina. Now, if you're hoping to be one of the second-place winners, here are your numbers. 3, 11, 12, 38, 43, and the mega number was 15. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had a lot to say about one particular topic when she held a virtual meeting this week.
Her monthly town hall focused a little on COVID, but mostly on the violence at the Capitol.
The goal of this insurrection was to overthrow and have a coup against the United States government.
Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez says she felt her life was in danger as pro-Trump forces stormed the Capitol.
Very, very lucky that Wednesday was not much, much worse.
The outspoken Democrat says those responsible should be punished, even if they are colleagues.
Any lawmaker that has aided any of these violent insurrectionists will be held legally accountable.
Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
A bunch of reputed mobsters could soon be headed to the federal pen. Daily News says 11 men recently pled guilty in Brooklyn federal court in a wide-ranging construction racketeering case. Most of them are from spiffy suburbs like Scarsdale, Rye, and Brentwood, Long Island. One, 51-year-old Andrew Campos, said to be a Gambino family captain who ran a carpentry company that paid workers millions, some for no-show jobs, and never sent in a penny in payroll taxes. Campos and the others pled guilty to racketeering conspiracy and other charges. No word so far on sentencing. A horrible death in a Brooklyn housing project. A 78-year-old woman was found dead with a phone cord wrapped around her neck. Her son found her. Police say Juanita Cabarro's son found her just before 5 p.m. inside the Woodson House's apartment in Brownsville. She's pronounced dead at the scene. Police are investigating. It was a dramatic rescue in Brooklyn. Sound from Twitter Williamsburg. Crews managed to pull a raccoon out of the awning over a kosher deli late yesterday. Seems a poor little fella got stuck above the store on Flushing Avenue. NYPD emergency services called in. Several dozen folks gathered to watch as they used aluminum poles to pry down part of the awning, and the raccoon was pulled out unharmed.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.